Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I have got some simple steps that will take you from here to 100 with hardly breaking a sweat.
Okay.
You don't have to get on the step master, the stair master, the step thing.
Thigh master?
Whatever.
I still have one of those too.
You don't even have to get on that. It's not even on the list.
Mm.
Number one on the list for becoming a centenarian. I like that. Don't smoke.
Yeah. Well.
Stop with the smoking.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Drink no more than 4 cups of coffee a day.
Well, that's lots. That's plenty.
I thought so too.
That's enough, isn't it?
I think I'm good with that. And stay slim. I guess maybe you have to get on the Stairmaster thing for that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's it?
No, there are a bunch more.
Oh.
Stay cheerful.
Yes.
Keep your blood pressure low.
Okay.
Maintain healthy cholesterol.
Starters. Yeah.
Own your own home. Maintain
really?
Good posture. Mm-hmm.
Why does owning your own home make you live to be 100?
It's an indication of a high standard of living.
Oh.
Yeah, so own your own home by the age of 50. Whew, just dodge that bullet.
That house, the work this week, the landscaping nearly killed me.
I know.
I don't know that that would help me live to be 100.
The other one in here that I find very interesting is have a mother who lived into her 80s.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice. Fortunately, some of us do not have that.
No, unfortunately not. So there you go. No cigarettes, stay slim, drink no more than 4 cups of coffee a day.
I don't really want to. I have zero desire to live to be 100. You really want to. I don't care much at all.
Why?
Well, because I'm after 80, you know, am I going to be spry and I can do things by myself and I can live in my own house and all of those things?
Absolutely, if you take care of yourself.
All right. Well, that's not normally the case for people after 80 years old. Most people don't end up staying, you know, healthy and vibrant enough to kind of like do everything they wanted to do. So the only reason I want to live to be 100 is to get my letter from the Queen. I don't really care. Other than that, after I get that letter, nail the coffin.
You get a letter from the Queen if you live to be 100?
You do.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
You should meet my neighbors.
I wonder who's going to give the Queen a letter when she turns 100, because she's like 90 right now. Mm-hmm. Who does she get a letter from?
I have a lady that lives in behind me. She's 82. I would never have pegged her for more than like 70. And you should see her go.
Mm.
You should have met my grandma Dorothy. 95, that woman. And she was amazing.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I hope that's the best possible scenario, that you can be independent and on your own and haven't lost any sort of, you know, faculties. And that's wonderful if that can happen. Absolutely. You know, I just don't want to be a burden. I feel like I'm a big enough burden right now on my child. No, I don't want to. I have zero desire to. What, quality, quantity, right?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I always look at it thusly. If you retire, quote unquote, at the age of 65.
Yes.
You have probably spent a good 45 years of your life working.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't live to be 100, you're going to spend a whole lot less than those 45 years retired from working.
Right. Well, some people live their lives while they're working too.
I know.
They enjoy themselves and do things they enjoy while they're working.
Well, sure they do. Everybody does.
Life doesn't begin at retirement.
Well, you get 8 hours of every day back.
All right, I guess so.
So,
yeah.
Just for starters, you can do lots of things outside of work that you enjoy. Absolutely. But think of the time you get back in your life when you no longer have to answer to the man.
The man.
The man.
The man who's trying to kill you so you don't live to be 100. That man.
Good luck.
Or the woman, whoever it is.
Good luck with that, boss.
Keeping you down.
I'm living to be 100. I will work for you till I'm 92, and then that's it.
How much booze can I have? How come it never tells me that on the list? I got the coffee. I need to know how much booze I can have.
Did not say.
Oh. Because it's always those women who, like, that. Remember that Chinese lady who said she smoked cigars and drank whiskey, and she was like 108?
Yep. It's true. There's always an anomaly, and Grandma Dorothy drank a glass of white wine every single day.
Just one?
At least one. No, just one. She was not one of those.
One of what?
One of those that drank more than one glass of wine in her 90s.
What are those?
Lushes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.